The star of I Love Lucy was born on this day in 1911.
Good morning!
Good morning!
For more than 30 years, Lucille Ball's hometown of Jamestown, New York, has celebrated with a comedy festival with slapstick, stand-up, all kinds of funny. So say good morning to NPR's Elizabeth Blair.
Jamestown's population is about 28,000, but during the Lucille Ball Comedy Festival, it adds about 14,000 people. Events include a stage show where impersonators recreate an episode of I Love Lucy.
Hello, Ethel, it's me, Lucy. What are you doing this weekend?
Well, I'm not wrapping chocolates or bottling salad dressing. Why?
There's a Lucytown bus tour.
We're on our way to Jamestown High School, where Lucy and Desi flew in back in 1956 for the premiere of Forever Darling.
Some fans, like Alex Cash from Michigan, come to the festival dressed like Lucy in her polka dot dress and headscarf. Cash says it was her grandmother who first got her hooked on I Love Lucy when she was little.
From that time, I just absolutely adored her. I love her as a strong female figure, and just her comedy never gets old.
Uncle Oscar?
My Uncle Oscar's a butcher, and he's got a big cold chest.
Why don't you knit him a sweater?
Lucille Ball remained loyal to Jamestown long after she became famous and moved to California. Before she died in 1989, city officials told her they'd like to build a museum about her, says Journey Gunderson, executive director of the National Comedy Center.
And she said, don't just celebrate me. Don't just put my stuff in glass cases. Make my hometown a destination for the celebration of all comedy and its artists.
First came the festival, then the Lucille Ball Desi Arnaz Museum. But what turned Jamestown into a destination for comedy was the opening of the National Comedy Center, a sprawling museum that honors people like Johnny Carson, Joan Rivers, and George Carlin. Comedian Nicole Byer, one of the headliners at this year's festival, is a huge Rodney Dangerfield fan.
Back to School is one of the funniest movies I've ever seen.
A good teacher. He really seems to care. About what, I have no idea.
The Dangerfield exhibit includes handwritten notes for his sets.
So I was excited to see the way he like writes out jokes. It's like stuff that you think is like off the cuff is not. It's scripted and he just makes it look like it's off the cuff, which is, you know, the mark of any great stand-up. And I got to see one of his suits and I was like, didn't know he was so trim.
Dozens of the exhibits are interactive. There's a small club where people can try stand-up and Made You Laugh battles. When you start the tour, you make your profile at digital kiosks. You select your favorite TV shows, movies, and comedians.
Tina Fey for sure. Jay Leno.
Ali Wong.
Donna Bogart from New Jersey and her daughter Jamie from Philadelphia are huge Lucille Ball fans. They say the Comedy Center and all of the stand-up performances at the festival show just how influential she was.
It was so great to see comedians last night and like maybe it's their start and they're trying to like get their name out and whatever else and we wouldn't know about them.
Maybe 5 years from now we could say, hey, guess what? Remember we saw them at the festival?
The National Comedy Center's Journey Gunderson believes that's exactly the kind of reaction Lucille Ball would have wanted. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.